Granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, as long I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum swore off having anything more to do with the boxing business and promised Abner that he'd concentrate on building up the bakery with their new Lucky Loaf bread. But something happened. He found out that Mousie had knocked out Iron Ike one morning just for practice and had challenged him to a return match when the carnival plays Cherry Hill. So, once again, Lum is the fight manager. And today, as we look in on the little community, we find Abner running the Jot 'em Down store all alone. Grandpappy Spears has dropped in for a visit. Abner's on the phone. Listen.
Well, I'm sorry, but we can't deliver no Lucky Loaf bread today. No, Mom, not even one loaf. Well, I can't say when we'll have some, but soon as we do, I'll be proud to let you know. All right. Goodbye. Dad, blame it all anyway.
Hey, what's the trouble, Abner?
Oh, that dad blame Lum. Here we're getting 100 million calls for Lucky Loaf bread, and Lum won't stay in the store long enough to do the baking.
Well, what's the matter with him anyway?
Why, he thinks he has to be out training Mousie for his boxing fight with Iron Ike.
Well, I thought you'd already had that fight.
Well, they did have that one, but they're going to fight again over at Cherry Hill. That's where the carnival's going to be this week.
Well, I'll be known. My fella wants to get whipped twice is beyond me.
Well, Mousie thinks he ain't going to get whipped this time. See, he got so mad about the first fight that the other morning he went over to some place where Iron Ike was staying and knocked him out with just one leg just to see if he could do it.
Mousie done that?
Yeah. So now Lum's got himself all steamed up about being a boxing manager again, and he's clean forgot about the big bakery idea with the Lucky Loaves.
One too good.
Right when it was getting started, something wonderful, too.
Oh, yeah, them Lucky Loaves is a sensation. Everybody's talking about them.
Sure.
All trying to get them silver dollars you fellas put in the bread. The widow Abernathy got one of the silver dollars, she told me.
She did.
Yeah, I was proud she done it.
Dad, blame it, I wish that Lum would stick to one thing once in his life, instead of getting off on these big ideas. Look at all these orders for bread. Not a loaf in the place. You don't know how to make light bread, do you, Grandpa?
Oh, no, I don't, Abner. I'd be proud to look it up for you in some of these books you got in the library, though. I ain't done much looking up lately. Sort of like to get back in the Hornets. I'll see what I can find over there.
Well, never mind, Grandpa. There's Lum coming now. Maybe he'll light long enough to do baking.
Hey, here's a book I tell about cooking called Ms. Wiggs with a Cabbage Patch.
Don't bother with it, Grandpa. I'll get Lum to do it.
Here's an interesting looking book on how to give entertaining parties.
Uh-huh. Now, howdy, Lum. About time you was getting back.
Yeah, well, this training stuff takes a heap more time than I figured it would. I don't know whether I can get Mousie in shape for that fight or not. Well, howdy, Grandpa. Huh?
Don't bother with Grandpap. He's reading again.
Well, the platter is an interesting game for kiddies or grown-ups. One member is selected as a twirler, and then the twirler...
We don't want to know how to play twirl a platter, Grandpap. Just read yourself.
Oh.
You all through with the training for today, Lum?
Oh, no. Just getting started. As soon as Mousie gets rested up, he's coming over here for some shatterboxing.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. When are you going to bake the bread for today, the Lucky Loaves?
I ain't got time for that today, Abner.
Well, we got 100,000 orders, Lum. Everybody's calling up for Lucky Loaves. We ain't even got any left over from yesterday.
Well, go ahead and bake some up then.
Well, you know I can't do that, Lum. I don't know nothing about baking.
Well, it's time you was learning how then. Granny's ain't nothing to it. Just mix up the flour and yeast and stuff. You ought to do it anyway. You're a half partner in the bakery, ain't you?
Well, yeah, and so are you. You ain't doing nothing. I've been making the delivers and everything else. Now, you got to do the baking.
Oh, that's woman's work. I'm a boxing manager, and I've got troubles of my own now.
Troubles?
Yeah, that dad-blamed Mousie won't ever get no training done. He keeps falling asleep.
Well, no wonder, Lum. He's up all night long at the mill, night watching. You can't expect him to stay up during the day, too.
That's what I've been telling him. If he wants to be a big fighter, he's got to get that night watching job. But he won't do it. He thinks that job's a wonderful thing. He says that mill's like a mother to him.
A mother?
That's what he said. Granny, I got to study up some way to get him to quit. That's all there are to it. You know what happened this morning? I had him lifting a couple of 100-pound weights, and he went to sleep right while he had him up over his head, right up in the air. Dropped him on his foot.
Oh, my goodness, did it hurt him?
Of course it hurt him. Made him limp something awful.
Well, I don't doubt it.
He even had to give up running after about 5 miles. Fact is, he couldn't hardly keep up with me.
With you? Was you out there running that fur?
Why, sure. Or, that is, I weren't exactly running. I was on a horse at the time.
Oh.
But that foot, sure enough, slowed Mousy down. Of course, he kept falling asleep while he was running, too. That had something to do with it. Anyway, I wish he'd hurry up and get here. We ain't got much time to get him conditioned before the big fight.
Yeah, we ain't got much time to get the Lucky Lowe's baked up for the day, neither. Now, you going to get them ready or not, Lowe?
Abner, I told you I ain't got time for that. You figure out a way to do it yourself.
Well, now, I ain't going to do all the work around here. Every time you get off on one of your fancy new ideas, why, you shove all the old work off onto me. I'm tired of it. I ought to at least get more than half the profits or something if I'm going to do that.
Well, you can have all the profits if that'll make you happy. You can have the bakery and the store and everything. I don't care. Just don't bother me. Wait a minute, there's Mousy at last.
Huh?
Granny's looking, walking along with his eyes closed.
Why, sure, poor fella, he's sleepy.
He expects to do any shatter boxing. He's got to wake up enough to see his shatter so he can box at it.
I don't care if he never wakes up.
Don't talk that way about him, Abner. He's going to make a fortune for me. Or at least $1,000 whenever he whips iron night.
Prattle.
Come in, Mousy, old boy. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm so sleepy I can't hardly tell. I just can't hardly.
Yeah, well, look, Mousy, we just got to settle one thing before we can go any further with this training.
What do you mean, Mom?
You just got to quit your job over at the mill.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Mom. Why, that old mill is just like a mother to me.
Mousy, you got to do it, though. You got to devote your full time to this. Look at me. I'm only your manager, but I'm giving all my time to your training.
Well, yes, but you still have the store and everything, Lum. Gus and me, why, we have to live on what I make at the mill.
Well, you'll make a heap more out of this box fighting stuff. You mark my word.
Yes, sir, but what if I don't?
Well, them's the chances you got to take. If you want to get rich and famous, make a success out of yourself, you got to take chances.
Yes, sir.
That's an old lettered saying of mine. Them that don't take chances don't, something or another, take no chances, I believe it is.
Well, if I had another business like you had, Lum, to fall back on, why, I'd do it in a minute.
Why, sure, that don't sound just right, Lum, asking Mousy to give up his job over there.
I hear his, wait a minute. Show you how much I think of your chances of making a success out of yourself as a box fighter. I'll give up the store and bakery and everything else. Stake everything on you. Swim or sink with you. What I'll do.
Now, Lum, you don't want
to. Yes, I do, too. You've been complaining about me running off and leaving you with all the work to do. Maybe it ain't fair. I'll just give you my interest in the store and bakery both, Abner. I'll string along with Mousy.
Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that, Lum.
Yes, sir. Now, I've got my mind made up. Hand me that piece of paper there, Abner.
You better think it's over, Lum.
I don't want to think it over.
Here.
Yeah. Let's see. To who it may concern.
Well,
I, Lum Edwards, partner of the first party,
sit scribbling,
do hereby turn over to Abner Peabody, sounds legal, don't it?
Yeah, I reckon so.
All my interest in the Jot'em Down store and Pine Ridge Bakery. Making him sole owner. Signed, Lum Edwards. There. How's that, Mousy?
Let me see, Lum.
Here, take it. It's yours.
Well, if you have that much confidence in me, Lum, why, I'll do my part. I'll quit my job at the mill.
Well, good for you. All right, doggy, put her there. It's a deal.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll go over and break the news to tell Mr. Bates that I'm quitting.
That's the time. Tell him you're through. We ain't got time for no outside businesses. We're going to make a fortune out of your fighting.
Yes, sir, that's just what I'll tell him.
Then you better go home and get some sleep, and we'll start training again tomorrow when you get rested up good.
All right, sir, I'll see you in the morning then, Lon.
Yeah, come over early. We'll put in the whole day shatterboxing and sit you down if the sun's out. So long.
So long.
Hey, great it worked, Abner. I hate to tell him I've given up the store and bakery, but I seen that was the only thing to do. I can tell him later it was just a joke.
Joke?
Yeah, it was the only way I could get him to quit. Well, here, I better get over to the place.
The place?
Yeah, I'm going to fix up the parlor over there into a gymnasium. Move all the furniture out there so he can practice. I'll see you sometime tomorrow, Abner.
All right. You ain't coming back today at all, huh?
No, I expect I'll be too busy, Abner. So long.
So long. Hi, doggy, that settles it, Grandpap.
Huh?
I've got a paper here that Lum just now signed, giving me all his interest in the store and the bakery.
Giving it to you?
Yes, sir. He thinks it's a joke, but I'm going to learn him a lesson. That mouse, he'd better turn out to be a good box fighter, I'll tell him that. Or that Lum's going to be around, running around here with nothing to do.